Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The 880 Weekly Rewind, our deep dive into the top stories of the week and conversations with newsmakers to give you more than just the headlines.
Good evening. I'm Linda Lopez. Well, who doesn't love the New York Post and their flashy headlines? This week, we saw them call out Mayor de Blasio on the recent spike in shootings and violent crime with the headline, "Bill, Do Something." It was a throwback to a headline from early 1990 that urged then-Mayor Dinkins to do something about the rise in crime back then. That made us go back in time.
We're News 88, WCBS, New York. More than just the headlines.
Last night's melee at Tompkins Square Park has ballooned into a mandate tonight.
A number of very dramatic, very disconcerting stories from the Tompkins Square Park area. Again, there were up to 390 police officers down there on foot, on horseback, and in the air.
The search goes on for the killer of a Lever Brothers executive, stabbed to death in the lobby of his Upper West Side co-op while trying to fight off a mugger.
The dual New York Post front pages had us thinking about then compared to now. And so I spoke with someone who remembers well the high crime levels of the 1980s here in the city, Fernando Ferrer. He was, of course, Bronx Borough President from 1987 to 2001 and ran for mayor in 2001 and 2005. I asked him, how does that period compare to now?
They are comparable only to the extent that we're beginning to see crime creep back. But the causes for this are radically different. In the 80s, and this was the accumulation of bad policies in policing and so many other things that gave rise to a crime tide that wasn't really quieted down until we added more police to the streets. And that began in the last years of the Dinkins administration. We're dealing with two big reasons that stare us in the face every morning. COVID-19 pandemic that has turned the entire world upside down, as well as beginning to come to terms with some of the uglier racial aspects of police misconduct that we see on the 6 and 11 o'clock news every night, and that we hear on the news every day. Those are things that are coming to the fore.
The conversation now, because people are protesting police brutality and there is a greater racial conversation, there's a conversation about directing funds away from the police. Some people call it defunding the police. And the conversation back then was about, do we need more police to help combat crime? I was wondering what your thought was on that.
Like most ideas that fit neatly on a bumper sticker, it doesn't say everything. Defund the police doesn't mean that at all, but it does mean something that most of us who've been in government for a while understand. Police departments, not only in New York, but everywhere else, have been like the Pentagon. Whenever they asked for money, they got it. Nobody ever asked any questions. You know, there are questions to be asked about how money is to be allocated and how money is used. And those are legitimate questions that deserve thoughtful and thoroughgoing answers. So this is a good thing that this is happening. Not a good thing that crime is spiking, but there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, going back to COVID-19, the courts are closed. Mm-hmm. That's an enormous reason why people who do bad things are still on the streets, because they can't go through the entire criminal justice process. So we're not the 80s. This is different. But going back 40 years ago will give people a sense of understanding. You know, we've seen some of these things before. We got to be mindful of them. And if we want a city in which all of us can live, and a city that is fair to all of us, then we have to do some things and think differently.
Back then, part of the solution for the Dinkins administration was Safe Streets, Safe City initiative, putting thousands more cops on the streets. Do you think that's a solution that works for today, our moment right now in 2020?
Well, those thousands of cops are still on the streets. That's part of the solution, and it's a good one. But there were other things, too. For example, nothing erodes public confidence in policing quicker than seeing some cop in Minneapolis press his knee to the neck of someone else for almost 9 minutes and watch that death unfold slowly on a video. Nothing. And that has caused America to rethink how we police. And it's not only about training, it's about having real expectations of the police, telling them, look, you can do this and you cannot do this. And if you do this, those infractions will no longer be tolerated. You will be fired and prosecuted like anybody else. That's at least reasonable to expect of people who have an enormous public trust, a badge and a gun.
Part of the conversation now, too, is about redirecting funds, as we were saying before, from police budgets to places in the community that could actually help different community issues. Now, when you ran for mayor in 2001 and 2005, these were things that you were talking about back then. What are the things that you think, if funds are redirected, that they could be concretely directed to that could help make a difference?
Well, that's not defunding the police, one. And two, that is redeploying assets. Our taxpayer funds, and how do you redeploy them? Well, you redeploy them in areas that keep kids who are in danger of getting trouble off the streets. You keep them, you put them in areas that make our courts work more quickly, more efficiently, more openly, and more fairly. And you put them in places that prevent things like domestic violence, track gun use, and all of the other things that we come to expect of modern policing. It's not just, you know, busting a bunch of teenagers hanging around on the corner. That's sort of the easy part. The hard part is understanding where guns and drugs are coming from and anticipating those things. Modern police departments are doing that all across America, all across the world. And, you know, it's not that we have lagged in police innovation, but we need to reassess how we deal with it every so often. And this is a good moment to do it.
That's Fernando Ferrer. He was Bronx Borough President from 1987 to 2001, also ran for mayor in 2001 and 2005.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.